Hi, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to the Speaking of Sex podcast. On today's episode, we are thrilled to welcome Jenny Block. She's a sex writer and educator, and her latest book is The Ultimate Guide to Solo Sex. And it's just in time to celebrate May as Masturbation Month. She's also written books about female orgasm and open marriage, and she joins us today to talk about her new book and the importance of masturbation for a happy, healthy sex life. Jenny, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So May is Masturbation Month, and you have this new book about masturbation. Why do you think it's important that we actively take the time to celebrate and think about something like masturbation?
Well, especially for women, it just feels like it's still sort of this secret taboo, we're not allowed to do it or talk about it kind of thing. I really admire the fact that men have sort of put their practices right out there. In some ways, sometimes too much out there. And women just haven't had the opportunity to do that, I think, because just like everything else with women's sexuality, we're not supposed to be sexual, except for we are, except for we're not, and it can't be for ourselves. It has to be for other people. So there's all this mixed messaging around it. So I think it's great that we have a month, you know, to just say, hey, it's out there. It's okay to say that word. It's okay to talk about it. I mean, it's funny to me that among friends, we'll talk about literally anything. Like, I have friends I'll even, you know, we'll talk about bodily functions with. But if I ever asked, you know, if they called and said, oh, I have a headache, and I said, you know, well, did you try masturbating? They'd be like, Jenny, like, you know, crazy sex writer Jenny, which I just, you know, it's a shame because that to me is, personally, I'd rather talk about that than toilet habits, for example. That seems less gross or inappropriate. So I guess my fantasy is that it means it'll be more in the mainstream and we'll talk about it more, you know, one little step at a time.
Yeah, and it is peeking its head out a bit. You can find vibrators on Amazon and lube in the drugstores. And yet it still feels really taboo to talk about the actual practices and more how it enhances our life. And this is one of the things I love so much about your book is you really focus on not only the health benefits, but kind of the soulful benefits of masturbation. And one of the things you say is we can't be truly at peace in our bodies without masturbation. What do you mean by this?
Well, you know, we live in a culture where we're still, you know, praising women who look like, you know, who are skinny as rails and punishing women who don't look like that. And it's really easy to walk around feeling very disconnected from our bodies. Our bodies aren't right. They're not with, you know, get your bathing suit body. I love that new meme that's going around that's like, do you have a body? Is it hot outside? Oh, good. You have a bathing suit body. So I feel like there's this huge disconnect where you're not allowed to love your body or feel comfortable in your body or feel sexy if it doesn't fit some sort of not even real thing, because those women don't even look like that without Photoshop. So for me, masturbation gives you a chance to sort of reconnect and get back in your body, because it's hard not to feel really thrilled with yourself when you can make yourself feel that good. I mean, when I think about how I feel that, you know, as I've made myself come and even the time afterwards, just feeling so full and sort of, you know, you literally fall in love with yourself the same way that you fall in love with the person that you have an orgasm with because of all those wonderful hormones that are racing through your body. So it's a really, I mean, it's a really great way to sort of come home. We live in a very busy, disconnected world. You know, you wake up and you get in your car and you drive to work and you sit in your cube and you stop at the grocery store and you don't talk to anyone in line and then you get back in your car, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you can basically ignore your body completely. And now we're starting to do things like yoga and Nia and meditation and come back in that way. And for me, masturbation follows along with that exactly. Like if you go to the gym, if you believe in that sort of self-care, you should be masturbating as self-care as well. It's all in the same bucket for me.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And do you think it's important to really take time and stretch it out? Because I think a lot of women, if they masturbate, it can be very functional. They use their vibrator in a very efficient way and then fall asleep. Is it important to really take your time with it and ritualize it in some way or luxuriate in it?
Absolutely. But what I tell people is that you should treat it the same as I hope most people treat their sex lives. If all you have time for is a quickie, more power to you, because I'd rather you do it than not do it. Mm-hmm. And if you are using it for, say, headache relief, or I use it for insomnia or for stress relief, if you need to just get down to business so you can get back to work or get to bed or whatever, then do what you need to do. But I also really encourage women to take the time to treat themselves the way they treat any other lover. I mean, if you think about the things that we would do for a partner that we just would not bother for ourselves, it's sad, really. And I liken it to, you know, when you're on the airplane and it says, put your mask on first before you help those around you. If you're not putting your mask on first in real life, there's no way you can help those around you. And that's about self-care. So you need to take the time to treat yourself the same way that you treat anyone else that you adore. And I think that's the problem, is most women don't adore themselves and don't adore their bodies and don't honor them. And it's no wonder, because the media messaging is all about how much we need to buy shit to make us acceptable. And of course, that's a whole nother story and a whole nother problem. But I recommend women go on a week-long media diet. No Cosmo, no magazines, none of that. You know, and I shouldn't call them out personally, but all, you know, any of the body shaming stuff, put all that aside and invest that same amount of time in masturbating that week. And you will be blown away by the result. Blown away. Because we really, it's really just corporate brainwashing. And if you get rid of that and instead are you doing your own sort of self-love, it's remarkable, really.
There's a challenge for you.
I was actually speaking on an Olivia cruise, and I challenged all of the women. We were actually talking about partnered sex, but either way, to have an orgasm every day. And a cruise is a good example of a media starvation, you know, because really, unless you're paying for an internet package or purposely seeking out news while you're in the Caribbean, you're not being inundated. And it was amazing how we turned into this, like, powerful, sexualized, actualized, empowered tribe of women, all 1,800 of us on this boat, just walking around, having sex with our partners and masturbating and talking out loud about it. The joke was people would walk up to you on the boat and say, I did my homework, Jenny Block. And I thought, imagine if you could get the whole world to operate like that, like in Monsters, Inc., but instead of the world being operated, powered by kids' screams, and being powered by female orgasm, we'd all just be coming all the time and all glowing and like in our power. And I know I'm a little, I fantasize, but even if we had a tiny taste of that, it would be incredible.
There's a vision. I love it. And so when you were writing this book, did you kind of double down your commitment to masturbation? And if so, did you notice an effect in your own life?
It's funny that you asked that. No one else has asked me that. And I maybe secretly been hoping no one would, because the truth is that I was having to masturbate several times a day because I was reading all this juicy material all the time. So I was just like constantly jazzed up, either reading erotica or writing it for the book, or, you know, reading about, you know, women's experiences masturbating. And it was sort of amazing, like, that 6 months or whatever, where I was really just completely in that material and almost in nothing else, that, yeah, I was sort of aflame. I, you know, started dating someone new about 4 months ago, and I even think that sort of contributed to my just feeling I feel really sexy and really in love with my body and really comfortable. And it's, you know, that's when we attract partners, is when we're really in ourselves. So yeah, I absolutely masturbated a ton more, and felt way better. And sometimes I just, you know, the cobbler's son goes without shoes. I have to remind myself, yeah, Jenny Block, you're having a headache. You need to take the 10 minutes and go masturbate. I confess it's hard for me. I do that whole, I don't have time for that stuff. But it's a terrible metaphor, and I should probably come up with a better one. But I always say to people, if God forbid you were terminally ill, you'd make time for the treatments. And yet somehow this thing that is basically life-saving in many ways, we can't be bothered to make time for. I mean, look around at what you're willing to do. What, you know, take your dog for a walk and make special breakfast for your kids that they like, and take care of your partner who needs their feet rubbed every night. Like, we'll do all of those things. And yet here we are sort of treading water, and we have to stop that. And if you feel like it's selfish, if you feel like you can't do that for yourself, then say you're doing it for everyone else, because you are. Because when you masturbate, you're your best self, and then you're the better partner, the better mommy, the better worker, the better employee, all of that stuff. So if you can't masturbate for you, do it for the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. And so a lot of our listeners here are men in relationships with women. How can men be good allies for their partners and encourage women to have a solo sex life, even if they're in their relationships?
Oh my gosh, that's such a great question. And I just want to say thank you to all the men who are listening, who are just so respectful of their partners, their female partners' sex lives and sexuality, and there should be more of you. And you should share that behavior and thinking with your fellow male friends, because that would change all of this. In the simplest of ways, you can inquire about it. And I recommend it be over a glass of wine if you are a drinker, or whatever relaxes you and your partner. In the most non-threatening, open, I just want to talk to you about stuff kind of way. I would certainly recommend them offering, you know, reading materials. Excuse me, there's plenty of things online. Certainly my new book would be helpful. Just things to get that conversation going. And if you're game, I mean, asking your female partner to, you know, if she'd be comfortable masturbating in front of you is an incredibly empowering thing, if she can get past the, oh my God, are you kidding me? The opportunity to be watched and really seen, the opportunity for her to show you exactly how and where she likes to be touched, just the fact of sharing this unbelievably intimate moment. I was at Betty Dodson's body sex workshop, and on the second day of the workshop, you have erotic recess where you all sit in a circle and masturbate. And it just was, I mean, once I, you know, it took me a second to be like, holy cow, are we really doing this? And once I got over that, I mean, it just was so empowering just to be witnessed and to witness other people and just to be sort of in that. It sounds so woo-woo, but just to sort of be in that energy is incredible. And these were women I'd met, you know, 48 hours before. And now I would call my tribe in some ways more than women I've known forever and ever. So, if you think about this, is, you know, this is a woman that I'm assuming you're having sex with. You know, that means hopefully you're talking about sex, and masturbation is just an extension of that. So again, no pressure, and if she's not comfortable talking to you about it, then, you know, there's a lot of other work before you can get to that. But if you can have that conversation, let her know that, you know, of course she's a sexual person. She's a sexual person with you and when she's not with you. And that, you know, if there's anything you can do, if she's too embarrassed to buy a vibrator, you can do that for her or make the time and space or whatever it is. Just to, again, really in the end, it's all about communication. I know that's so boring. It's like, you know, it's like getting in shape. If only you could just join the gym and take a pill and not actually have to show up, and you could still eat potato chips. But it doesn't work that way. You know, the truth is that there is no magic to a great sexuality and great sex life. The ticket is communication, is communicating with yourself about what you really want and what you really like, and communicating with your partner.
Yeah, and you have this great chapter about integrating masturbation into relationships. And one of your suggestions is virtual mutual masturbation. So if it's still too vulnerable to masturbate directly in front of one another, how can people take it either online or on the phone to take that baby step? What would that look like?
Oh my gosh, and you can even start with texting, which is a little bit tricky because there is the whole like having to text with one hand situation, although there are some great sex toys like the butterfly that you can strap onto your legs and you don't even have to touch it. But, you know, the whatever baby steps you have to take to be able to do that, start by, you know, dirty texting one another when you're both in places where that's appropriate to be doing that, and then move up to, you know, talking on the phone, both masturbating while you're talking to one another, either one at a time or at the same time, and then eventually leading up to video, whether you can actually see the naughty bits or you just watch each other's faces, which is so hot. And all of these things are things I've done, and all of them are things that I was mortified about doing about 3 seconds before I did them, mm-hmm. and just so pleased with myself afterwards. You know, like, look at us, like, how connected and how, like, you know, how great that we can do that for each other. I think the other thing we have to remember in all of this is that sex is sex. Sex is silly, goofy, happy, light, fun. It's gotten really, like, serious and embarrassing and too hard to talk about, and I'm not that kind of girl. That, we gotta let all that stuff go. I mean, in the end, you're talking about two bodies smushing against each other to feel good on the parts that feel good. Like, it's cuckoo. If Martians saw us, they'd wonder what the heck we were up to. So if you can step back from all the sort of seriousness and say, you know, how fun to have your partner, you know, virtually whispering in your ear about all the naughty things he or she wants to do to you while you're touching yourself. Holy smokes. And how great for them to hear you get off by the power of their words. Oh my gosh. Like, the connectivity on both sides is so incredibly powerful. I was giving a workshop in Chicago at Catalyst Con, and we don't do, it's a clothed workshop, unlike Betty's workshop. But at one point, we took an hour-long break to all go back to our hotel rooms and masturbate. And I actually called my partner and had phone sex with her. And when we all came back to tell our stories, it just felt really like, I don't know, really sort of sweet almost, as opposed to dirty, mm-hmm. that I could call her in the middle of the day and be like, what are you doing? Oh, you're on the lawnmower? Okay, well, can you turn it off for a few minutes? Like, this sort of connection in a fun, I mean, that's pretty goofy. She was literally having phone sex with me sitting on the lawnmower in the back of the yard. Like, that's great. That's just like such great, silly couple stuff. And that's the stuff that I feel like really brings us together.
I love it. So we hear from a lot of women who masturbate in one way, often in one position. And sometimes this is the same position they used as a kid. They get kind of locked into these patterns. How can we become more creative and free in our masturbation and get out of these ruts?
Oh my gosh, it's funny that you mentioned that, because that was another thing that we did at Catalyst Con Midwest in my seminar, was that I asked the women, I said, you know, this is not a forced march, but I'm going to ask you to try something new, just whatever. If you always do it on your back, do it on your stomach. If you always use your hands, try a toy. If you always use a toy, try, you know, blah, 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 whatever you need to do, mix it up. If you always think about the same fantasy, think about another one. And they all sort of looked at me and I was like, I know, you know, there's a lot of comfort in doing things the same way, but think about every time in your life when you've mixed it up or tried something new, 90% of the time it was wonderful and exciting and opened up new things, not to mention sort of opening up new brain pathways. And when we try new things, it helps us to be more creative. Like, it's good on so many levels. And every single one of them did it, and every single one of them came back sort of wide-eyed. Like, I can't believe I've been missing out on that. Like, you know, you, in some ways an orgasm is an orgasm and is an orgasm, but in another way that's not true. Like, we have more powerful ones or longer ones or multiple ones or ones that seem to stem from different parts of our body or seem more mental or more physical or whatever. And when you really do take the opportunity to try something new, you just up the ante, really. So do you have to do it? No. If there's a way you like to masturbate, I'm just happy you're masturbating. That's awesome. But there's a whole world out there of, you know, things to think about and toys to play with and ways to touch yourself that just, all I'm asking you is to trust me on this one, because you just don't know until you try it. And sometimes you'll be like, oh, I read about that thing and I tried it and not for me. Fine, great. That's how I figured out I don't like spicy food. But now I know, and I'm not missing out on anything. It's not my thing. So I just think it's a great way, again, to connect with yourself and learn more about yourself, and can be a way of learning something that you might want to bring to your partner. Hey, I was masturbating the other day, and I did this, and I just, like, went over the cliff. Would you mind trying that with me? Everyone loves to be a rock star in bed. People are often afraid to talk to their partners. I don't want my partner to think that she or he doesn't know what they're doing. Forget that. They're your person, whether it's your sex person or your life person or your love person, whatever. If there's someone that you're into enough to be having sex with, they want you to enjoy. your pleasure is important to them. So if you can discover new things and share that with them, and then they can be a rock star because they help facilitate that fabulous orgasm, everyone is happy. So branching out is only can bring good things.
Beautiful. Is there anything else you want the world to know about female masturbation?
I mean, mostly I just want people to know that we do it, that we're allowed to do it, that it belongs to us. I mean, I really believe that masturbation is both our right and our responsibility. Like, we have a right to touch ourselves as we like to, as long as we're not inflicting any self-harm or harm to anyone else. And we have a responsibility to do that. We have a responsibility to take care of our bodies. We should eat things that make our bodies function well. We should move our bodies because that makes our bodies feel good. And we should be giving ourselves pleasure because, you know, it's, I don't mean to be morbid, but we only have a certain amount of time here, and we should be living in these beautiful creations that we have to walk around here with, and masturbation is a wonderful way to do that and to celebrate it.
Amen. Jenny's new book, The Ultimate Guide to Solo Sex, is out now, and you can find it online. Where can we find you to learn more about you, Jenny?
You can find me at thejennyblock.com, and you can find me on Facebook as Jenny Block. You can find me on Twitter as Jenny_Block. I'm Jenny Block on the Jenny Block on Instagram, but thejennyblock.com will take you to everything.
Jenny, thank you so much for your time, and everyone go grab yourself The Ultimate Guide to Solo Sex.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast.
Cheers.